You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
It is our number three as we get into the early afternoon, mid-afternoon portion of the show. Been at Yeoman Stadium as it is Tulane's media day. Head coach Willie Fritz, Jonathan Banks, Darius Bradwell, Donnie Lewis joined us on the show. Jordan the intern, if anyone missed any of those interviews and want to go check that out, it's basically the 12 o'clock hour in the first segment of hour number two.
You can go to SoundCloud. You can go to our Twitter page. The link to the SoundCloud will be in the description. Also, it will be on Facebook on a post, and it will be on the podcast app pre-downloaded on your iPhone.
At ESPN Radio Nolan at GCAT underscore 17 is the way to follow over on Twitter. We've been having some fun asking, some names for the secondary, some names for when they have PBUs. I like PBU City. Barry on Twitter at GCAT underscore 17 says, a name for that defensive secondary to me, I call them the second line of defense. Tell me what you think. I like that. Second line, get it? It's a double entendre.
Yeah,
you don't get it.
It's a New Orleans thing. Yeah.
Oh, you do.
I know what it is.
All right.
Well, when you get the white little rags and you start.
Okay. Well, I was just making sure.
I'm New Orleans. I'm New Orleans enough.
All right. I'm just making sure. That's all I'm saying. That's real interesting. David, my good old friend, David on Twitter.
David.
At GCAT underscore 17. What's the matter with Gus's voice? Remember 2 hours ago, we started the show.
You were talking like this.
Well, again, I'm very appreciative and grateful that they allow us to come here, and that's fine. Normally in the past, we've done it like well in the back of the Glazer Club away from the media section where coach is speaking or they have a podium and they went live and did a digital show and all that. Mm. So I get here and the new SID is, he has us, Jordan, what, 3 feet from where Willie Fritz addressed the media?
Everyone's just chairs. It looks like we're being interviewed.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're right next to him. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, you would, I don't know. So I told him, like, look, we go on at noon, and he starts talking at 11:45. I don't know if he's going to be done by then. Do you want us to move? Nah, you'll be done. Jordan's face kind of looked like the red panda from Master Shifu. Yes,
I'm still shocked that that's
from
a red
Kung
panda.
Fu Panda Joey, when you play the open, and Coach Fritz is right in the middle of answering a question. So yeah, instead of just kind of talking at a normal voice level, kind of had to whisper a little bit like this, kind of like I was on a golf course.
Oh boy.
So yeah, David, that's. There's nothing wrong with the voice per se. I couldn't really.
Well, there's something wrong with your voice also.
You know what? That's all the time we have for joining the intern. 800-998-1003. This hour open. We want your observations if you've been to any of the open practices so far. And, how about we kind of toss this as well to you, Jordan? Toss this at ESPN Radio NOLA. If you've been to any of the open practices, is it Kool-Aid drinking, or is the Saints defense really that good? We've asked Larry Holder, hour number one. Thomas Pitt, NOLA.com. He thinks they're good. He says, no hype, it's legit. Sharif, last hour. He's like, no, they're really that good. I've been saying it, but I'm just trying to see what everybody else thinks. I think Lee has called in the past. Corey. A couple other callers have called in and said they've been to practices and see it. So if you're listening, 800-998-1003, love to know what your thoughts are. If you've been to any of the practices, if you came to the practice here at Yeoman Stadium when they practiced on the campus of Tulane Sunday, in which Marcus Williams had a pick, P.J. Williams had a pick, Alex Anzalone had a solid play in the back of the end zone, negating Traquan Smith from getting a touchdown. If you've been at any practices, I kind of want to get an idea of what you feel as well. I mean, is it Kool-Aid? Is it hype? Or is it legit? I think It's legit, to be honest with you. That's kind of how I feel. Head coach Sean Payton yesterday following practice had plenty to get into. Again, today's a day off. Tomorrow's a light walkthrough, and then they get on the bus, on the plane to Jacksonville, take on the Jags on Thursday. We'll focus on Jacksonville a little bit tomorrow. And in the rest of the division in Thursday, we'll get you ready for game day. So one of the things that I kind of want to go over again is, look, Sean's talking about what, you know, he's going to expect on Thursday and really what he wants. Jordan, the intern, in his first solo practice cover yesterday, since I had baby duty, couldn't go, right? Brian Enel East is driving. John Forcade's rehabbing. I mean, they moved practice. It's supposed to be in the morning, so that's why normally we can go. They moved it to the afternoon. And so you had it all by your lonesome. By yourself.
I look like Will Lutz a few days ago, from a few days ago.
No, I don't think everyone didn't stand by you. I mean, Will Lutz, when he missed a couple of...
I kind of was an outcast.
I wouldn't say you're an outcast. Sharif said he saw you.
Yeah, he saw me from a distance.
Well, I mean, you know, you have to earn your right to be...
Earn my stripes.
You have to earn your right for people to stand around you.
Yep.
That's all. You're just starting. That's fine. Sean Payton, though, was talking about the goals on Thursday. Jordan.
What are some of your goals for Thursday?
Well, look, you want to see young guys improve. You want to see the personnel and the substitutions, all of that, to be clean. You want to see guys take the technique that we've been working in practice and take it to the field. And so I would say the technique, alignment, assignment, and then, you know, playing with the game speed that you need to play with. You know, all of those things in the kicking game. You know, you want to see the assignments executed. You want to see guys fit where they're supposed to. See how the returners, you know, work. And overall, it's all the fundamentals that you're hoping that you come away from the game feeling like you tackled well, you blocked well, and you limit the MEs.
Jordan, I'm going to give you credit on that.
No.
Look, it's perfect. Short and to the point. We don't need minute and a half questions. I mean, people want to get going and move. No, it's good. What are your goals on Thursday? Boom. There it is. I like it. Good question. Good question from Jordan, the intern there. Look, we've touched on it already. And again, we'll save it for Thursday. What is it that you're kind of focusing on and seeing? I've touched on it, and we'll get to some specifics, but quarterback is definitely one. Backup quarterback is one. As Tom Savage and Taysom Hill, and why I keep saying is I hear other media members say, Jordan, hey, it's definitely Savage, it's not Hill. But again, we haven't seen a game. If Tom Savage goes up there and starts lighting up the turnover and interception column, and Taysom Hill is leading the team on scores and points, right? You know what I'm getting at? I mean, it's... We got to see what happens in the game. Because I think the feel, a lot of people feel in practice, you're only going that way. See, and I look at it the other way. I look at it as this guy can maybe give you a little something more. But again, we'll see in the game. Sean Payton was asked on Savage and Hill for Thursday.
Yeah, those guys. They're two different type players, but, you know, ultimately you want to see the offense move the ball. Both of them are picking up things. Of course, Taysom's in his second year. Tom is someone who's played and is more of a, has had more experience, but both of them are going to get a lot of work in this preseason. Both of them are doing well. So ultimately it's, you know, how the team moves with them in there and you know, putting us in positions to score.
That's what it's going to come down to. I don't even think it'll be really turnovers. I mean, unless it's like to the point where every other pass, it's a pick. I mean, if that takes place, then yes, I could understand and see that. But I don't think that's the issue. I just think it's flow, right? Who can make the better reads and decision-making, things like that. An interesting question, too. Coach Payton was asked, what about for the coaches? You kind of need some game reps here as well, right? I mean, getting in the players, substitutions, getting ready to go. Coach says, yeah, I hear you.
I mean, it changes. It changes because it's the first time in your camp where you begin to focus outside your team on another opponent. And we're all routine driven. We're creatures of habit. You know, we've been through preseasons many times before, and yeah, I mean, this is the first preseason game, and you understand what you're trying to accomplish in that, and certainly the schedule changes.
So we'll see how that goes. I think it's going to be a lot better than it was a couple of seasons ago, right, where you had 12 men on the field. He had a lot of, well, it was the first preseason game for the coaches as well. But, look, Thursday, as you can imagine, it's important for many, head coach Sean Payton says.
Sure it is, yeah. This is important for a lot of players, not just one position. You know, you're wanting to put your best foot forward and play well. And, you know, the good news is you have four of these opportunities. Obviously, the practice factors in. That's equally important. But, you know, I think the players understand that. And it's our job as coaches, really, to put them in those positions and hopefully give them those opportunities where they're not having to think or making mental errors. The hardest thing in a preseason game, if the player doesn't know what to do, then it's hard to properly evaluate them because the assignment's missed. And so it starts with, you know, what to do and then how to do it.
No doubt. Now, how do you track snaps? Right? Because you want, this is what I'm getting at. The question was to Sean Payton, look, you're a veteran. You got to get them some work. I'm not talking about the stars and starters that won't play. But there's going to be some veterans out there that have to get it. And they have to get into their action, improve, continue to grow. Onyemata, I'd put there in there as well. Or do you put him in, say, the young snaps, right? And rookies, and they're the ones that need the snaps. How do you kind of balance, I need young vets or traditional vets to kind of get their work in at the same time. I need the young guys to get their snaps in because they may not be getting many snaps when the regular season goes. That fine balance.
I think it's always, you always take into account, you know, what units are in there. And yet throughout, when the season opens in the regular season, you're going to have a 9-year vet playing against a first year rookie, and all of that's out the window. You know, you're still 11 on 11 doing your job, your assignment. And the same thing would apply as we start playing in these preseason games. Obviously, there's the challenge when you get later in the game, maybe when one player, a quarterback, for instance, is relying on the protection. And if there's a breakdown, sometimes the evaluation can become more difficult. But we'll go through the roles and have that all laid out tomorrow and understand what we're looking for from a number count for these players. And it'll be, you know, pretty thorough in regards to what group isn't playing, whether it's because of injury or just not playing them. And then here's our first wave, second wave, third wave, and make sure we're keeping track of that during the game.
Mm-hmm. So, look, it is going to be that fine balance because, again, this team's still very young. But at the same time, you got to get through these games healthy. Look, I'm excited. I can't wait to actually see some real football. But injury is obviously one of those things. I loved what Alvin Kamara had to say, though, yesterday. Jordan, you were there when he was referencing. I don't know if you cut it because, I mean, it was literally like 2 seconds. But he said, look, football's a game where you're gonna get hit. You're going to get injured. You just have to deal with it, right? I mean, that was something that I thought that was remarkable because a lot of people are worried and they're wondering, we'll attack this next segment. Can Alvin Kamara handle the load? Can he handle the extra carries? Can he do all those things? And I just kind of chuckle because I'm like, have you seen him? A, and B, it's not like he had 30 touches one way or another between carries and passes last year. And Jordan, didn't you get that sense and feeling? We'll play the sound next segment, but you got the sense and feeling Alvin Kamara was like, dude, I got it. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't get the sense of feeling at all that Alvin Kamara felt remotely worried if he gets a few handful of carries and not. When we come back, let's hear from number 41 on the cover of GQ magazine in the Drake video, giving a scooter to parade around town. I told you, Joey, I said it. Let me be this guy's marketing agent. This guy has star written all over him. And oh, by the way, he's good on the football field as well. It's the Sports Hangover. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. Alvin Kamara. He good. This just in. No, you know, he knows. Anyway, it's a question that I think we were talking about yesterday on the show. How in the world did Tennessee miss on this? I mean, I am just absolutely shocked at how Alvin Kamara goes darn near unused at the University of Tennessee. Now, granted, it's probably a reason the head coach is no longer there, right? So, yeah. But it was crazy. He was asked about it yesterday.
That was a long question. I don't know the question. I kind of do though. But you know, I just from my experience, you know, with like you said, kind of the misuse and the underuse, I guess. I mean, I think it played out for me well. You know, being able to come in and you know, less tread on the tire, I guess, and be able to come in and have a you know the type of year I had. You know, I mean, it's just I guess every place is different. You know, as far as utilizing their talent.
Here's the other thing. He was asked, what's it like to be him right now?
To be me. No, I mean, it's cool, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of blessings, you know, from doing what I did on the field to seeing it, you know, translate into off the field. You know, a lot of fun things and a lot of great opportunities I'm being handed. But, you know, like I said, it's football time now. So, you know, have another great year and see what's going on.
What process do you go through to sift through those opportunities? I mean, what do you – I'm assuming you turn some down.
Oh, yeah. I turn a lot down, you know. But, I mean, it's really just if I don't feel something, then I just don't, you know. I don't care what it is. It's not really about – it's not about the money for me. Like, it's just some, if I'm truly feeling like if I'm into something or, you know, I truly got, like, a passion for something, like, that's – I do it. If not, then I, you know, kindly, you know, thank you, but no thank you.
There you go, Jordan. Passionate for something, kindly – but no, thank you. I love that, though, because remember we played Sean Payton touching on how he thinks Alvin Kamara is handling, I guess, the stardom or how he's handling all the different opportunities that he's starting to get. This was Sean on it.
I think, look, he's handled all of that stuff well. I haven't seen the video yet. I heard it was pretty good. But he's a smart guy, super smart. And so there can be X amount of noise away from the building, but I think he's real level-headed and to some degree has been around that before with family members that are in the business, whether it's entertainment. And I think he handles all of that real well.
Speaking of that Drake video, I know Jordan the intern loves to hear this.
Linked up, and you know, he said he was shooting a video in New Orleans, so, you know, he kind of was like, you know, I should be in it. And that's how that happened.
What do you think about it?
It was cool. It came out pretty dope. I liked it.
Jordan, I've seen it. It's maybe a tenth of a second. I mean, it's like, it's, unless you're looking for him, you don't really...
What do you mean?
He's sitting on the couch.
Dead center sitting right next to Drake.
Yeah, dude, it's like a second.
No, it's probably about 2 to 3 seconds.
No, I don't even think so.
Yes, it is.
It's like a shot of something, boom, Drake on the couch, and then Alvin is then turns his head and looks at Drake, and it's like, and it's gone.
You could see Alvin Kamara with his dreadlocks.
I mean, again, I don't know. It's just, I mean, by the way everyone was talking about it, I mean, like, if he's in there and he's, like, you know, dancing or he's in there for a couple of seconds or a couple of times, I mean, it's basically a cameo. He's essentially just like anyone else in the video.
Wow. I'm disappointed in you.
This is
coming from the guy, oh, man, Alvin Kamara could be on anything. He'd be
no,
on Zatarain's. He could be
saying,
on Kool-Aid Brand.
What I'm saying, I think they probably shot a lot more. And while he made the edits of the video, I think they could have given him more than a second and a half. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
They could have given him at least like a head
Maybe
bob.
Maybe Alvin Kamara was very busy and he couldn't do it for more than a second.
I doubt that. Because it was a slow motion shot, which means that it was a longer shot. They slow-mo'd just to get a second.
Maybe they were just doing it. They were in the club already and they just happened to stumble on Alvin Kamara. It's like, you know what? Let's put him in the video.
I want to know why you were not involved.
Because my talents have not been reached by Drake yet.
Is that what it is?
Not just yet.
Okay. All right. I got you.
You need to promote me more.
I need to promote you.
Yeah, you got to be. Well, I can't be too much your intern anymore.
You know what I? You know what I sound? You know what it sounds like? It sounds like Jordan wants a bobblehead doll of his very own. Alvin Kamara on his bobblehead doll.
The Saints and Tennessee one. Yeah, yeah. That's like that's legendary material right there. That's like, well, you know, when you're a kid and you see all those guys with bobbleheads, and then you're like, dang, like I want a bobblehead. Like that's one thing when I was younger, growing up, like playing sports, I was like, man, I need a bobblehead. Like, so to see that is kind of cool.
Did it look like you?
I don't know if it looked like me. Yeah, I mean, it had the hair. Cool.
Joey, how do you know you've made it? Is it a bobblehead? Is it an award? Like, how do you know you've made it? To him, it's a bobblehead doll.
When someone's walking around whistling your tune.
Oh, ooh. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
If it's a bobblehead,
right.
Can be bought at any Cracker Barrel.
That's okay. So you know you made it, especially like as an artist, right? I like that. You know, when your song's being played or people are whistling, you don't know it's you. Jordan, how would you know that you have made it in this business? Based on what?
On me?
Yeah.
So like, what would people have to hear? Or like,
how do you know? Like, you'll go back
like
home.
Like, cool as the other side of the pillow, like Stuart Scott.
So coming up with a catchphrase.
Yeah.
So for you, you would have made it in broadcast journalism if you can come up with a phrase that others repeat.
Or if the game's completely changed. Just like the whole way you do things is completely changed.
So you want to change the way things are done. Hey, yeah. Hey, look, I tell you what, Joey.
I like it.
At least Monty doesn't.
I want to be a legend.
At least Monty doesn't shoot for low. I mean, he's going for the ceiling, the stars.
Well, it's,
ceiling's the roof.
You want
Michael Jordan.
You want to change the way broadcasting it. I love that, though. Hey, good.
You see, Gus knows he made it. He was waiting in line one time. Somebody said, hey, yo, Chris Berman, the line's back here.
I'm still waiting to make it.
Poor Gus.
Yeah.
We love him.
He'll make it, Gus.
No. You will one day.
He'll make it.
Well, again,
yeah.
Saints practice, two Saturdays ago, right, interviewing a fan. Hey, Southern Miss guy, Brian Enola East, love what you do. Again,
a low shot.
19 years in, 20 years this August, August 2019, 20 years in radio business.
Gus, you did make it.
Maybe I was your shooting star, Gus. Maybe,
20 years.
Maybe I'm here to get
like
you
I said,
famous.
Maybe I'm just Shifu. That's it. That's why I came. Gus. That's why I said I'm the sensei. I'm Miyagi, right? I mean, Danielson is what everyone knows. No one knows who Mr. Miyagi is.
You did make it.
I'm going to be Danielson.
You did make it. We're at Freeman's, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with a bunch of people and my wife eating.
Yeah.
And you're interviewing Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody goes, who's that? And my wife said, I don't know, number 9. But that's Gus Cattingill in the red ESPN shirt.
Yeah, again,
and the place went nuts.
I was on ESPN also.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, we said, that's Monty.
That's Monty.
No, Monty's dead.
Monty's dead.
I love it. No, it's not. All right. Alvin Kamara. Look, getting more touches. It's something that a lot of people are talking about. Can he handle the load? Sean Payton's not going to hand the ball off to him 15 more times and throw it 17 more. They brought in Cameron Meredith. They drafted Tre'Quan Smith. They signed Ben Watson. There was more receiving talent, so Drew Brees is going to toss the ball. I honestly think, and I know a guy like a Nick Underhill is going to keep track of this, right? He's so good with like keeping track of the stats and things. I think we will see when the first quarter of the season is over, obviously when Mark Ingram is done from suspension land and can return, we will see just how many more snaps he actually does have. I bet you it's maybe 6 to 10 tops. That's it. It's not like he's going to have 20 more carries or something. I still think the guy can do it. I don't think it's going to hurt him any which way or not. Or not keep him fresh, but he was asked yesterday, can he handle the touches? You listen to his responses, you tell me if he's not on board with what I'm thinking.
Alvin, do you think you can handle more touches?
Yep.
When Mark's not out there?
Yeah.
Have you talked to Coach Payton at all about it? I mean, request, hey, I'll every down back. You have not, or you have, or no comment?
I can take more carry. No more touches.
Yeah, because
I think you were about 12
to 13 last year. That's what it was? Somewhere around there.
All right.
Including your catches, you know.
For sure. So touches or carries?
Touches.
I'm good. I feel like I can take some more touches.
Okay. I mean, I think people are saying, oh, you're more of a satellite back and everything. And
yeah.
You just feel like you're more of a, you can do everything.
Yeah, I feel like I can do everything.
I couldn't agree with them more. Jeff Duncan of the TimesPicayuneNola.com with that line of questions there. I mean, I don't think that he can't handle that load. As I keep saying, look, he's not a back where his run style, his run after the catch style is going to allow, I guess, for a ton of contact that's going to be punishable, if that makes any sense to you. I mean, Mark Ingram is a bowling ball, right? He's not going to juke you too much. He's going to try to run through you, over you, and be physical. That's Mark. Alvin Kamara, you're going to have to somehow hope that he's static for a second before you deliver a blow. I mean, we played it. There's a reason the NFL peers put him at, what, Jordan, was he 20? I think he was 20 in the top 100 players of the NFL. He was number 20, and people will put him on there for the fact that we played what the defensive players were saying, and they said, look, he knows how to use his body. He goes limp one way or another. You can't get a good lick on him. I mean, just that's why I think Sean Payton referenced last year, Marshall Faulk. You go to the greatest show on turf. That's one thing that Kamara did very well is that Marshall Faulk did very well is you never felt like you'd get a good lick on him, right? He'd go out of bounds or he'd go down before you could make some big contact on him. I think he can totally, you know, get more touches. As for if he's locked in and ready to go for the season.
It is, you know, it's football time now, so I'm locked back in on the football. All the other, I mean, you know, off season is off season. Every there's time for everything. So right now it's football time. I'm locked back in with my team.
I like that. Look, that's one of the things that you're going to see with him. I honestly believe it. He is who he is. I think he's genuine, right, Jordan? I mean, I think when you were seeing him yesterday, I mean, he's here to play football. And I think it's football first. Everything else will kind of come its way when it goes that way. Because he was asked, look, did he think he would be sort of where he is now? And I mean, he is. He's a budding star.
I ain't Miss Cleo, you know. I was just working. Like, you know, I think my message was you know, consistent throughout the year. Like, you know, I'm just working. You know, whatever comes, it comes. So, I mean, and like I said, just blessed.
I love that. Not Miss Cleo, Joey, who's no longer with us. Miss Cleo.
Mm-mm.
Jordan just gave me a look. You don't know who Miss Cleo is, do you?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the lady, huh?
Yes, that's the lady that you
lady.
Called her.
Way to go, Miss Cleo.
$1.99 a minute, she would tell you what's coming up tomorrow.
Oh, I think yeah. She got, yeah, didn't she get hit by a car when she never saw it coming?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did she really get hit by a car?
No, I'm thinking, you know, that's
Jordan, what, look up the passing of Miss Cleo. See what was the reasoning. I don't think it's hit by a car.
And, but she
although
never
it
saw
would
it
make
coming.
Sense if that was the case, right, for somebody to say you never saw it coming. That's terrible. That's terrible. It's not funny. Don't laugh, Jordan.
Wait, she died at 53?
Yeah, what happened? What was the reason? Oh. Cause of death.
After, wow.
What?
Make me feel
she
bad.
She died after battling cancer.
Okay, oh. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, wow. It wasn't.
Yeah, I hope you feel bad after saying.
What? That wasn't me. I was saying, I'm pretty sure it wasn't a car that she didn't see
that
coming.
Her?
Well, that was that medium midget that escaped from jail was a small medium at large.
Exactly. You know what's interesting, too, with Alvin Kamara? Even though he's only in his second year, he's teaching some of the younger backs, like Boston Scott.
Yeah, I mean, it is, because I feel, you know, I'm still young, but at the same time, like, you know, I got some experience. So whatever I can do to help, you know, because I remember where I was at last year, and I had Mark to help me, and, you know, Adrian and, you know, John Kuhn, and, you know, so I just, if I can make it, like, a little bit easier, you know, or give him, like, a little sense of ease, like, okay, all right, well, I know I'm doing good, but I just got to do this a little bit better then. You know, that's all I'm trying to do.
Exactly. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more. Tommy Lee didn't practice yesterday, huh, Jordan?
Right. He did not. He left practice early, right? Yes.
Two days ago. Yeah, I know.
Tommy Lee.
The day after we chatted with him.
With
him. It wasn't
you.
Just me.
You.
No, I did not have a one-on-one with him.
I was standing far away from him, so I didn't injure him.
Yeah. You took Saturday off.
No.
See how that works?
No.
Funny how that works.
I was there.
Is something else.
I was there
you
Saturday.
You were there, exactly. So, you see what I just did? You were there.
Yeah.
But I said, well, you were standing away. Well, then you must have taken that day off then from doing interviews.
No.
Exactly. So
because I was getting the people on the other side.
You
of the
got
whole...
nobody.
Yeah, I did.
Exactly.
I was making sure the people at Harley were
but me just
safe
standing,
and sound.
So, me just standing there
mm-hmm.
makes me El yep. Gato Negro.
You asked him the most questions out of anyone in that little press circle.
Well, no one else asked a question. My job's there to
exactly.
ask questions.
Because no one wants to jinx them.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Thursday we'll see against Jacksonville. Obviously a couple of these running backs starting to vie for those roles or snaps that Mark Ingram had. Alvin Kamara on some of those backs being hungry to fill in for Mark.
I mean, they hungry, you know. I mean, we all know what the situation is, so we got a next man up mentality. You know, everybody's working hard. You know, guys know they got to make plays, so we're going to do that.
Boston Scott, one of those young players as well, the draft pick. I'm kind of eager to sort of see what he can do in this aspect of it. You've seen flashes of his speed. You've seen some maneuverability. You've seen him put on the brakes and make the Mario Davis sort of miss. And again, it's what Jonathan Williams kept saying when he was asked about how excited he is to finally start putting the shoulder pads on it and start getting into some action. For a running back, you gotta have a game. I mean, you gotta have game speed. You gotta have you gotta have live action, right? How do you distinguish who's a good running back or not? Can they break a tackle? Can they hit the hole? Can they get into the secondary? Can they make, you know, the second and third lines of the defense miss? Can they take it to the house? Can they show breakaway speed? Can they turn a nothing play into something? Well, you can't do that when you're not allowed to be physical. But it is pretty cool to hear Alvin Kamara kind of taking that next step and helping a guy like Boston Scott.
Yeah, I mean, he knows. He knows it. You know, I talk to him all through practice. Like, I'm just telling him, like, you know, you're not the only one going through rookie year. Like, we all went through it. Like, I went through it. You know, Mark went through it. Mark was telling him the other day, too. So, you know, it's just a learning process. You got to learn. You got to make mistakes, and you got to grow from them. You know, that's the main thing. You know, try not to make the same mistake twice. But, you know, I try to help him best I can.
And I think one of the things that will be interesting to see is how does Sean Payton divvy up those snaps and those carries as well? And if it's, you know, something that they can it's about a quarter. Because, I mean, look, again, there's no need to see Alvin Kamara in that game on Thursday against Jacksonville. Not at all, especially against a nice young, hungry, hard-hitting deep. We're good. I will see you in a couple of weeks. There's no need to see Alvin Kamara. Now, I mentioned it earlier with Mark Ingram. Do you see him get a lot more snaps, right? Do you see him sort of get the snaps now? Because, again, he's not going to. So do you use him closer maybe towards the end there, games 3 and 4? It's not going to really matter because, I mean, he's going to miss 4 games. So I think it'll be interesting to kind of look at it from that perspective, though. Tom Savage joined the intern. We have a bite from him in which he's talking about finally getting a chance to maybe look at something other than the Saints defense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you see it out there. It's getting competitive. It's, we're always competing, but it's going to be exciting to, go against some other guys and take our frustration out on them, you know.
You heard him say frustrations. Look, again, this defense is, they've been making the it doesn't matter, right? Breeze, Hill, Savage, Barrett. They've all had tip passes, interceptions, PBUs. Defense is kind of all over the field. It'll be interesting to see. One of the other things that Sean Payton talked about yesterday after practice was the term gamer. And I think this is being played to a lot. I saw Brandon Elise kind of tweeting about this earlier. Al-Qadim Muhammad. I've seen some plays in practice where I saw that ability, the speed to maybe go from one end to another on the sideline. He has size. We've seen him in some drills go ahead and line up with the first unit in the right defensive end position. Last year in preseason, he shined. Brian says in his eyes, the practice he's been, he hadn't really seen him shine and thinks he's a step up to make the team. Again, I kind of see that potential and that ability to sort of maybe get to that next level. So, I don't know. I it'll be interesting to see if a guy like him can become a player that maybe shows it at practice. Anyway, the whole reason I'm asking, or I'm going through a mumbling here, is just that Sean Payton was asked about the term gamer, right? Somebody that maybe didn't show it at practice, but he gets under the lights in the game, and boom, there he is. Sean Payton says, look, there's... You have to acknowledge maybe sometimes players shine under lights, but at the same time, you have to prove those snaps, right, in practice in order to get into game.
Let's go the other way. There have been some players in years past that, man, they can practice well, and you feel like they're going to perform, and then when the lights come on, for some reason or other, they can't carry it over to the field on game day. So you work with that, and you try to overcome that, and on the other side of it, yeah, I mean, there are players that have that confidence. That confidence comes from, you know, the ability they've demonstrated before, and they see themselves having success. You see it to an extent with a veteran player that may not get the full week of practice in. Maybe he misses on Wednesday, Thursday, but there is a confidence level of achievement and past accomplishments that lead them to be able to perform.
But you have to see it in practice to some degree, right? I mean, like, you can't have a guy just does it in the game.
No. I mean, we tell the veteran players, you know, the young players, we need to see it, and it's important. The veteran players, we need to see it. Now, not every day, but we need to see that they still have it. And that applies to a lot of the guys that are here fighting for a roster spot.
Well, like I said, we'll see how it all plays out come on Thursday, a term gamer. We'll come up with a list. I'll give you your homework since you've been to practice too, right? Who are the five people you think need to turn it on come game day on Thursday? That's something that'll be interesting for me to see. I mean, we'll put Al-Qadeen Muhammad in there. Brian's called him out. Wouldn't say call him out, but... I mean, because he said today, he needs to step up. You know, if he's not showing in a practice, he needs to kind of maybe go into it.
I think all the tight ends need to step it up.
You think all of the tight ends?
Yeah, I mean, what have we heard
from... Dan Arnold's been getting articles written about him, about how
all right,
good
maybe
he's been
not
doing.
Dan Arnold, but I think the rest of the tight ends need to step it up.
Well, Ben Watson's hurt. Michael Huamanawanaui's been on and off.
Exactly.
Injured.
Exactly. So get healthy. Get healthy and show me what you got.
Man.
I'm sick of all this injury stuff.
Well, it will be an opportunity.
That was last season.
It will be interesting for, I'm not interested, it will be an opportunity for Deion Yelder. All right, so you, oh, fine. We'll put, look, you have your list. I'll have mine.
Okay.
Come on. We don't need this sad violin. They're injured. They're hurt.
No. No excuses.
No excuses, huh? So you want them to go out there and
play
hurt, and that way they won't be available for the first week.
Prove them right.
Prove what right? They're hurt.
You know the quote that's posted up on the
right. Prove
station.
Them right.
Prove them right.
Yeah, with people saying that you are good, deserve to be good.
Yeah, not injured. Prove them right.
If you're injured, you're injured.
Yeah, but you know what? Get healthy.
Oh my!
Sick of all this injury bug.
Yeah, I bet you are sick of it. Anyway, sports hangover comes back and puts a wrap on it. We come back. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. The Atlanta Falcons have had Ric Flair at camp. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers having their own WWE wrestling legend, superfan Hulk Hogan in attendance for Tuesday's training camp practice. Wednesdays, we normally talk a little WWE wrestling. And tomorrow, maybe during that segment, we'll ask, what wrestling superstar do you want?
What's the list?
Alexa Bliss,
yeah.
Shocking.
You serious?
You would require.
Or Ronda Rousey.
I still have not forgiven Pepito for that.
You serious?
During WrestleMania. Yes, I'm serious, Joey.
Well, you know what?
Let me tell you, he had months. He had weeks. He sat next to me in studio and showed me the emails with our contact, and we went back and forth.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
When should we have this person? What time is this? And, you know, we had Paul Heyman come in studio. It's shocking how everyone else was either during our show, actually not everyone else, everyone, anybody and everyone that had to do with a wrestling anything, right? When we were at walk-ons in Metairie, that was during the show. when we had Paul Heyman in studio. That was in the show.
Hey, if when, it makes when, you when feel
had,
any better,
when
I was
we
there.
We had Glorious on. That was in the show.
Well, I'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
The Saints originally, and look it up, Bear Jordan, in the early 60s, drafted from the University of Tampa, tight end Paul Orndorff, the wrestler.
There you go. He I'm got just saying, it's remarkable that Alexa Bliss, shockingly, that interview took place at 11:45, 11:50 at the convention center when, on Fridays we kind of have to be at Old Saint.
Yep.
It was real interesting how that took place, how that interview was scheduled where I could not attend.
Sounds like
collusion. Well, I was all the way in Baton Rouge, yeah. so how do you think I felt?
And then to add,
shockingly,
on Facebook, Twitter, there it is. Arm in arm. Just an arm behind Pepito's neck, Pepito's arm around her waist, just snapping away, just a big old smile.
I'm smelling collusion.
Just smiling away. I'm like, really? It's amazing how that happens. Because earlier in the day, I saw the TimespeakUNOLA.com sports guys and people writing about WrestleMania. I saw other radio stations guys, TV stations guys, like 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning. I mean, she was available well before 11:50.
Pepito wanted her all to himself.
That's what I'm getting at, Jordan. Astute observation there,
Thank
Monty.
You.
He just threw a pin at me. That could have poked my eye.
I made sure. Hey, you know that QB accuracy that I'm going to put on display
like
at Harley?
Parents.
Speaking of, that's right. Jason yesterday from New Orleans Harley Davidson sent us a picture, Joey. And for the next couple Saturdays, as you know, through the month of August, we'll be at New Orleans Harley Davidson 12 to 2, 11:30 to 2, whatever. We'll, after practice ends. And we're going to have football tosses, competitions. You can jot your name down. Best of five throws. How many you get in there? A winner will get gift cards, and on the 25th, it's going to culminate with a 40, a football toss. But I'm going to do like, I'm going to do like a skills challenge. You're going to have to like face with your back to the, you know, the football toss place where you throw in the football. Then you have to like, you know, on your mark, get set, and at go, you have to finish a hot dog in honor of Marlon Favorite. Then in honor of me, you have to take a chug of beverage for a Coke for you, a beer for everybody else, or water. But you got to take one big chug. Then you start, you have to run around the tent that's outside, bob and weave through a couple of chairs that I'll strategically have set up to show your lateral movement, and then grab a football and then turn around and on the run and make a, you know, an accurate throw. And how long that takes, that's the time that we will, we'll do that.
I'm out of breath by you just saying all that.
Gus, like
I said, it's a challenge for a reason.
I'm already sweating.
Yeah. I'm ready to go. John Forcade's, look, he's gonna be, he's got broken everything.
Wait, John Forcade's gonna be doing this?
Yes, Forcade, Favorite, you, me, and then listeners. Come out there and do it. We're just gonna have a football toss competition this Saturday. Best of five, and yes, we will be broadcasting that live.
Oh, I'm gonna win.
Facebook live.
You Video. Better believe I'm coming out there.
Let me tell you something. Video. With the smack that you talk,
I'm
if you don't hit one.
I'm a quarterback.
Here we go.
All right.
The George Costanza of
drop
New Orleans
some
Radio.
On Curry.
You're a tight end. You're a 3-point shooter, and now you're a quarterback.
Shane Falco.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm a.
You do look like Shane Falco.
He does.
You could pull that off.
Falco?
Yeah. You don't even know who that is. Go Google it. Shane Falco. Go ahead and do that. We'll have a little fun tomorrow. We'll take a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, plus some other storylines going on in the NFL as everybody gets back into, well, actually, other than the Bears and Ravens, get their first preseason game action. So we'll have some fun with that. Coming up next, though, it is Matt Moscona. And after further review, we will see you tomorrow at noon right here on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.